आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनावतु
सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम् शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्तगोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दम् सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
सो वी हैव सीन अर्लियर दैट दिस माइंड मनः प्रसूते विषयान अशेषान प्रसूते इट डिलीवर्स इज द माइंड विच क्रिएट्स ऑल दिस ऑब्जेक्ट विषयान अशेष देर इज नो लिमिट। स्थूल आत्मना सूक्ष्मतया च भोक्तुः। स्थूल ग्रॉस सूक्ष्म सटल भोक्तु एंजॉयर। शरीर वर्ण आश्रम जाति भेदा दिस इज ऑल क्रिएशन ऑफ माइंड। शरीर बॉडीज डिफरेंट बॉडीज आश्रम वर्ण जाति गुण क्रिया हेतु फलानी नित्यम एवरीथिंग इज क्रिएशन ऑफ माइंड। व्हाट इज द एसेंशियल नेचर ऑफ जीव इट इज सेड असंग चिद रूप अमूमम विमोह्य। असंग essential nature of jeev is asang, unattached, chid rupa, it is, its nature is knowledge itself, total awareness, chid rupa, but amum vimoya, but this is vimoya, it is deluded, jeev is deluded, how he got deluded, deha indriya prana gunai nibadhya, with the deha, prana, five pranas, deha, gross body, and then indriya, organs of perception and action, nibadhya, because of the attachment, now he is bound. Aham mameti bhramati adasram, aham and mameti, then comes the I and minus, I-ness, minus, ahankar comes, possession comes, and Brahmati Ajasram. Brahmati, then he goes into the cycle of birth and death. Ajasram, endless. There is no end to it. So long we are all identified with the gross body, subtle body, organs of perception, action. There will be continuous cycle of birth and death. Mana swakritiyesu phala upabhuktisu. Whose creation is that? Mana swakriyesu. Simple Sanskrit. Swakriyesu. Who created? Mind itself created. And now he is experiencing all this karma phal, fruit of action. Gurudev writes, out of the supreme reality, Brahman, which is ever unattached to the matter vesture and very nature of which is absolute knowledge, a mortal limited jiva is created by the mind. So who is the culprit? Culprit is the mind who created jiva. Creation is by the mind. Our essential nature, we are absolute knowledge. And we are unattached. And we have seen many times. Atman is unattached, untainted. Premalji is not there, otherwise you would have been proved by seeing a red rose. I never become red. The mind does this trick by first deluding itself by forgetting its real nature. Where is the real nature? The Atma Tattva is also there in the mind and the ignorance is also in the mind. So mind forgets its first, its own true nature. The Atman is there only. Having achieved this non-apprehensive of reality, the mind makes man attached to the matter and sense organs and all the physiological functions within him. Thereafter he gets bound by the gunas, sattva, rajas and tamas. This is entirely a deliberate trick of the mind. This whole thing is creation of mind. Really speaking, the Atman is never deluded. The waker is never confused. The jnani is never confused. In the dream, the waker apparently becomes the dreamer. By such identification, the qualities of the BMI becomes the limited ego, the jiva. Bondage, the illumination, the delusion, the mind perpetrates all these and the individual starts behaving like a separate entity and suffers the sorrows of I and mind. The moment this ahankar comes, the suffering starts. The feeling of I-ness in the activities of the mind and the feeling of minus in the enjoyments of the mind are delusion created by manomaya kosha. When such a feeling arises, it announces the birth of the jiva. And this jiva, exhausted and weary, seeks its liberation. Ananta koti janma we have taken. And now we all are suffering and we want liberation. So, very important line. So, it is this mind with which you have to remove the mind. Culprit is mind. With this mind, we have to remove mind. Who has created this ahankar and minus, I and minus? Mind has created. Who is not able to perceive the Atman which is already there? Non-apprehensive by the mind. Then the mind does not take defeat. Mere ko atma nahi pata, he will not say that. He will say, atma is not there. What is there? This whole world is there. And he will get you identified with them. And we all want to become that infinite. Thereby, we are collecting from the world the things, objects, and we say, oh, I have now this much opposition, this much opposition, this much opposition, this much opposition. We want to become infinite by taking the objects of the world, but we will never be successful there. So why it has happened? Now the reason for that, why it has happened? अध्यास दोषात पुरुषस्य संस्कृति. इट इज द इवल ऑफ अध्यास सुपर इम्पोजिशन. अध्यास दोषात, वी हैव सुपर इम्पोज समथिंग ऑन समथिंग. व्हाट इज अध्यास? अधि आस. अधि मीन्स ऊपर, आस मीन्स सिटिंग. समबडी इज सिटिंग ऑन समथिंग. व्हाट इज दिस अध्यास? सबस्ट्रेटम इज द ब्रह्मन, एंड ऑन दैट ब्रह्मन वी हैव सुपर इम्पोज. What we have superimposed? This name and form is superimposed. Our inside Atman is there. What mind has done? I and my superimpose. There is Shuddha Aham there. In the mind itself it is there, Shuddha Aham. But Aham Vritti has come, Mama Vritti has come. This way it has placed those things. Sansriti, Adhyasa Bandha, it is the bondage of superimposition. Sanskriti, from one cycle to another cycle, we are continuously going. Continuously we are in that cycle. Bandha, tu manu eva kalpita. This is all kalpana, this is all imagination of mind. Why this has happened? Rajas tamu dosavat avivekina. It is because of the dosh, the evils of rajas and tamoguna. And the aviveki, the ignorant people, don't know this thing. That this is all because of the rajas and tamas. Therefore, janmadi dukkhasya nidanam etat. Nidanam, cause. Rajas and tamoguna is the cause of janmadi dukkha. Janma, jara, vyadhi, mrityu. Adi means all these things. Who is the cause? This mind. Rajas and Tamas. Gurudev writes, the ever-changing phenomenon of the world, both outside and within oneself. So changes are happening outside also. The changes is happening inside also. So the world starts from thought. If somebody asks you, where is the world? The world starts from the vritti, the thought, inside, and the whole world outside is also world. So inside and outside. And its consequent joys and sorrows is called sansar. See, the continuous changes. What is sansar? Sansarati iti sansar, which is continuously changing. Vrittis are constantly changing. So the sansar is starting from vritti, and outside also everything is changing. Invariably there is inherent sorrow in the phenomenon of change. Whenever there is a change, there is a sorrow. Ultimately it will give you sorrow. Where there is a change, there is agitation, and agitation is the expression of sorrow. The root of all this is the misapprehension arising out of the non-apprehension of reality. Why it has started? Because we are not able to see the Atman inside. The mind is not able to see its source. Therefore, there is a misapprehension, and this misapprehension otherwise called superimposition. This whole world is superimposed on that Atman or Brahman. On Atman we have superimposed I and my, gross body, subtle body, causal body we have superimposed, and outside in the substratum on the Brahman we have superimposed all the naam roop. It termed adhyas in Vedan. This is adhyas, superimposition. When the truth of a thing is not correctly seen as it is, in our error of judgment, we see another object substituted in its place. The trick of the mind is called superimposition, adhyas, or its power of self-projection. It is all projection. It is the fault of the mind not able to see its own nature, true nature. Then it projects. When a rope is not seen as a rope, our error of judgment gives us the misconception that it is a snake or a streak of water or a piece of wood or a crack in the earth. When the such superimposition starts, the superimposed illusion completely covers the reality. When the serpent is seen, the serpent covers the rope completely. When you see the world, the substratum, Brahman, is covered fully. You can't see it. When the truth is not recognized as the truth, there is no sorrow. It is only ignorance. When the truth is covered, there is no sorrow. What is the cause of the sorrow? Now he's going to tell. Ignorance is not the cause of sorrow. It is the misapprehension which is the cause of the sorrow. But when the ignorance breeds misapprehension, then the sorrow arises. Therefore, sorrow is not in the non-apprehension, but it is inherent in the misapprehension. In deep sleep, we are in ignorance, pure non-apprehension, and there is no sorrow. So in the ignorance, there is no sorrow. In misapprehension, there is sorrow. In fact, there is such a saying, ignorance is bliss. Proved. Again, if there be any superimposition, it will always be complete. This is another law. If there be any superimposition, it will be always be complete. A half snake, half rogue vision, or a half ghost, half post vision is not possible. When we are seeing the snake, there is no rogue. When we are seeing the ghost, there is no post. There is no half-half, no 50-50. Either it is a ghost or it is a post. Even when we have a glimpse of the reality, the continuous of the samsara ends as ignorance completely disappears. A glimpse of reality. One electricity yoga yogi is complete. You don't need every day. One is complete. When the mind is predominantly rajasic and tamasic, it will create superimposition. So long it is rajasic and tamasic, and in Tattva Bodh we have already studied that it is a manufacturing defect. What is that manufacturing defect? That we jivas are all rajasic, tamasic, predominant. Rajas, tamas, pradhan. And how is the Ishwar? Sattva Guna Pradhan. This is the difference. It will create superimposition and will make a fool of the individual, for he will then start seeing the things which are not there. He will start seeing the things which are not there. And the best example is the dream. In the dream, when we see the dream, at that time it appears very real. We enjoy and suffer in dream. If I, a beggar, becomes a king in the dream, I enjoy. And at that time, if somebody comes and tells me, you are a beggar, will I accept? No, I am a king, I am enjoying, you go away. I will not listen to teacher. When I come to know that this dream is false, when I come out of it, then I say this dream is false. From the dream we can also infer the dream was not there earlier and dream was not there after the end. Therefore, we can infer the dream is not there in middle also. Dream was not there in the beginning. Before I started dreaming, it was not there. When the dream ended, then again the dream is not there. So anything which is not there in the beginning, which is not there in the end, can we infer it is not in the middle also? The dream proves that it is not there. In the same way, this is a dream. This class is also happening in dream. This is dream number one. Jagrat Avastha is also dream. So from dream number one, we see dream number two, and when we come out from the dream number two, in the dream number one, we say the dream number two is false. Similarly, when we come out from the dream number one, come to the God consciousness state, then we can say dream number one is also false.
Why it is formed? Because it has got a beginning, it has got an end. It was not before the beginning. It will not remain after the end. Therefore, it is not in the middle also.
Such a fool is subjected to the sorrows of the sansar. They are birth, growth, disease, decay, and death. Nobody can escape them. He who has been deluded by his own superimposition will have to undergo these sorrows. So long this misunderstanding or the superimposition is there. What is the superimposition? Atma is not there, anatma is there. Since the anatma is changing and perishable, we are identified with the anatma vastu, therefore we are in the cycle of sansaran. Sansaran means sansar. Continuously changing. Then what is to be done? Next verse.
Ata prahur mano vidyam.
Ata prahur mano vidyam.
Panditas tattva darshinah.
Panditatattvadarshinah
yenaiva bhramyate vishvam
yenaiva bhramyate vishvam
vayurneva bhramandalam ata prahur mano vidyam
ata prahur mano vidyam
Panditastattvadarshinah yenaiva bhramyate vishvam vayurneva bhramandalam ata prahur mano vidyam Panditastattvadarshinah yenaiva bhramyate vishvam vayurneva bhramandalam.
Having discussed about the nature of the mind, now Shankaracharya say, atah prahur mana vidyam panditatattvadarshinah. Atah, hence, prahu, it is said, mana vidyam. Mind is ignorance. Ignorance is mind. This is stated earlier also. What is this mind? Avidya is mind. Mind is avidya. Ignorance is mind. Or mind is ignorance. Who says this? Panditaha. Who are the pandita? Wise people. Those who know about the Atma Tattva. They are pandita. Not the ritualistic pandit who doing the puja. Pandita means those who know that tattva, atma darsanam, and tattva darsina means who are abiding in that knowledge. So pandita, they know this knowledge of the self, atma vidya they know, and they are abiding in atma, tattva darsina. What they say, avidya is mind. What is mind? Mind is avidya. If ignorance is not there, there is no gross body, no subtle body, no causal body. We have seen in our BMI chart many times. If this avidya, this vasana is not there, then there is no gross body, no subtle body, no causal body. This is the causal body, this is the cause, this is the karan sarir of sarir dvaya. We have studied in Tattva Bodh. Karan sarir is the karan, causal body is the cause of two bodies, gross body and subtle body. If this causal body is not there, will there be any gross body, subtle body? No. Because the name is karan sarir, causal body. It says avidya is the cause. Then what is to be done? It is said, yena eva bhramyate vishvam vayuna eva brahmandalam. He is giving a beautiful example that the abhramandal, the mass of the cloud, is carried away by the vayu, by the wind. It is collected and scattered. Same way, this mind, by this alone, the universe of experience is tossed around like a clouds of the wind. We are also tossed around by whom? Mind. Mind is equal to the wind. Like wind is tossing around all the clouds, so our mind is also tossing in different type of experiences. Earlier it was said, Vayu niyate megha. In Gita, it is said, Chanchala mi manah Krishna. It's controlling the mind is very difficult. Controlling the wind also is very difficult. You cannot control wind. Similarly, this mind is also very, very difficult to control. And when he asks, what is the cause of this chanchalta? How can you control it? Kamesa, krodesa, rajogun samadva. It is because of rajogun. Reduce the rajogun, it will become quiet. And how you will get it? By abhyas. It will not happen in one day. Abhyas, you have to do it again and again. But what happens when any circumstance comes? What we try to do? We try to change the circumstances outside. Is it not so? But where are we experiencing this sorrow? Should we not check our mind? Therefore, in Upadesa, many times I have quoted this. Raman Maharshi says, Manasam to kim? Marga ne krite, manasam naiva manasam, marga arjava. This mark, this path is very straightforward. Why are you making adjustment outside? You are experiencing all your joys and sorrow inside. Try to find out whether mind is there or not. Inquire, marga ne krite, inquire, analyze mind. You will find mind is not there. All problems solved. So mind is the cause of the samsara, and mind also has got the solution also to come out. When the mind is rajasic and tamasic, you are in samsara. When the mind is sattvic, that mind will go toward Lord. Rajasic and tamasic mind will take you to the OET, to the world. This is our experience. This is our own experience. When a desire comes, even if you are sitting in puja, doing the puja, your mind is in object, emotions and thought outside. What happened? It became rajasic because a desire came. Very good, then what should be done? Now he says, what should be done?
Tanmana shodhanam karyam, tanmana shodhanam karyam, prayatnena mumukshuna, prayatnena mumukshuna, vishuddhe sati chaitasmin, Vishuddhe sati chaitasmin muktih karaphalayate muktih karaphalayate tanmana shodhanam karyam
tanmana shodhanam karyam
prayatnena mumukshuna
prayatnena mumukshuna
Vishuddhe sati chaitasmin
Vishuddhe chaiti chaitasmin
Muktih karaphalayate
Mukti karaphalayate
Tanmana shodhanam karyam Prayatnena mumukshuna Vishuddhe sati chaitasmin Muktih karaphalayate
Now what is to be done? Tataha, therefore, inference, conclusion, the path, how to remove this avidya. Tata, manasodhanam, purification of mind. Karyam should be achieved. Prayatnena, by an effort, it will not happen automatic. Don't think, apne aap ho jayega, buddhe ho jayenge, saap ho jayega. No, you have to put in effort. Mumuchu naam, by whom? By the seekers, those who are viveki, not aviveki people. Ignorant, they are not interested in changing their mind. Those who are mumuchu naam, what they should? Ataha, therefore. We have to purify our mind. This is the first step Shankaracharya is suggesting us. And our Guruji has also written one book, Manasodhanam. Have you heard? We have taken two times here, Manasodhanam. Do you know that? No. And the both time it was not recorded. So that you don't get how to purify
it. Third time and record it.
Manasodhanam. No, sodhan is required, purification is required. You take iron ore or the gold ore, what you get? A lot of impurities are there. What you do? You heat it up. Then after that you get the shining gold, you take out and the other things you throw away. Similarly, what has dirtied my mind is rajo and tamogun, that's all. Because it is predominant. What is the sodhanam? Reduce it. This is sodhanam. Reducing rajogun and tamogun is sodhanam, is purification. Automatically, sattagun will increase. If you withdraw from the world, your mind slowly will become peaceful. Agitation will go away. Automatic, sattagun will increase. So, what is this tamogun? It is a veiling power. What is rajogun? It is projecting power. So, when the mind is veiled, that mind is not able to think, it is clouded. And when the mind is rajasic, at that time it is agitated. That type of mind cannot understand Vedanta. Even if you are sitting here, if your mind is rajasic, mind is thinking something, whatever you are listening, it is not going to the mind. So this is the trick of the mind. So two things are needed. One, the purity of mind and the vision. What is the vision? My goal is this. I have to reach that tattva. I must know it. It is already with me. Why it is not happening? Because the purification has not happened. Purity is needed. Visuddhe sati chaitasmin mukti karphalayate. Now he is guaranteeing visuddhe sati, if your mind becomes pure. Visuddhe sati. Etasmin mukti karphalayate. Then the mukti is like this karphal. Kar means hand, phal is like this. You can see mukti like this. Karphalayate. Kar means hand. Phal means, as you can see the fruit clearly on the hand, similarly, you will see this. Karpalayati. But this will happen, purification will happen with only vichar. You have to inquire, you have to think over. And once you get the mukti, like karpal, what will happen? Vidyate hridayaganti chidyante sarvasansaya. Shiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte paravare. Have you heard this verse? Mundakana.
Somewhere else.
Somewhere else? And verse. It is in Bhagavat also. Many places it is there. Vidyate hridaya granthi. What is this hridaya granthi? In Ramayana it is said jad chetan granthi. Jad chetan granthi pad gai. There can never be an association of the Atma and Anatma. Jad. Jad is Anatma. Chetan is Atma. It can never happen, but it has happened. Because of our misunderstanding, it has happened. The moment you realize that Tattva, this Jad Chetan Hridaya Granthi is clear now. Not is gone. Chidyante Sarva Sansaya, there is no doubt. We all have got the doubt about the Jiva, Ishwar, Jagat. All our questions are related with only these things, Jiva, Jagat and Ishwar. When you come to know the Brahman, there is no Jiva, there is no Jagat, there is no Ishwar. All are superimposition. Brahman alone is there. So all the doubts about Jeev, Jagat, Ishwar gone. It is not there. When you are seeing the rope, there is no snake. Then you don't need. You don't want to inquire now, snake. Kahan gaya snake? Once you come to know the rope, after that you don't want to inquire. Chiyante chasya karmani. All the karma, all the sanchit karma, all destroyed with this Jnana Agni. How it is destroyed? Chiyante chasya karmani. In Tattva Bodh we have studied. You come to know that you are Brahman. And Brahman is akarta. Therefore, I am not the doer. Therefore, I am not the enjoyer. So what happened to what you did in the last previous lives, endless lives? At that time also as Brahman. It's not that I became Brahman today. I was Brahman in endless previous lives also. Therefore, I have not done. Who will be responsible for that? Tattva Bodh will discuss that. In Tattva Bodh it is written what will happen there. Chiyante chasya karmani. When will this happen? Tasmin drishte paravare. That param vastu. When you see, when you experience, then these things will happen. So mukti is like a fruit on your hand, karphal. When the mind becomes Shuddhi, and there is no laundry in the world where you can take your mind, clean kar do, dry clean do. Only cleaning will happen there with the Lord. All the lords in the temple are standing like this. Give me your impure mind. I will pure means come to me. You come to me, then you take. So the purification will happen only in the Sattva Guna. Who has to put in effort for getting this Sattva Guna? We have to put in effort. So everything is mind only. In mind itself is the Atman. In the mind itself is the ignorance. Our job is to remove the ignorance and we will be able to see mind. In the mind is the Suddhaham. I hope you understand. Atma Tattva is there. In the same mind, the first thing comes is the Aham Vritti. And minus. Or Idam Vritti comes. These two are superimposition on Suddhaham. Suddhaham is there. Ego is there. Ego is superimposition on Suddhaham. Idam Vritti is superimposition on Suddhaham. So what we have to do? We have to remove this Aham Vritti, Idam Vritti, your minus, I-ness, then what will remain? Can you remove Suddhaham? No, that we cannot remove. So our job is to remove this. Why it has come? Because the Rajasantama. Why Rajasantama? This is manufacturing defect. This is our project. Where is the Lord? He is sitting inside. He is seeing, I have made you Rajasantamas, what you are doing with this? I have given you the solution also. Solution is from Rajasantamas you come to the Sattva. How you will come to the Sattva? You will further discuss.
Mokshaika Saktya Vishayeshu Ragam Nirmulya sanya sacha sarva karma. Nirmulya sanya sacha sarva karma. Yat shraddhaya shravanadi nishtah. Nayaya shravanadi nishtah. Rajaswabhavam sadhunoti buddheh. Rajaswabhavam sadhunoti buddheh. Mokshaika satya visheshu ragam. Mokshaika satya visheshu ragam. Nirmulya sanyasa cha sarva karma. Nirmulya sanyasa cha sarva karma. Satshraddhayaya shravanadi nishtah. Satshraddhayaya shravanadi nishtah. Rajaswabhavam sadhunoti buddhehe. Rajaswabhavam sadhunoti buddhehe. Mokshaika satya visheshu ragam. Nirmulya sanyasa cha sarva karma. Satshraddhayaya shravanadi nishtah. Rajaswabhavam sadhunoti buddhehe.
Moksha ek satya. Moksha ek sakta, single pointed devotion to the moksha, number one. Single pointed devotion to the moksha, one point agenda. Visaye suragam nirmulya. Visaye suragam, second point. Visaye suragam nirmulya. Raga, attachment. To visheshu, to the sense object. Nirmulya, root out. No more attachment to the sense objects. We have seen many times the cause of sorrow is this much is Vedanta. Visheshu raga, nirmulya, root it out completely, weed out. Sanyasya cha sarva karma, and having renounced all actions. What are those actions? That I will tell you. It is not saying sanyasya sarva karma akarma. I am sitting sanyasya sarva karma. Shankaracharya said. No. So therefore, attached to moksha. Number one. That means single pointed goal is that I want mukti, liberation, attached to the moksha. Detached from visaya. And number three is renounce all action. So where from this will start? Bhaj Govindam says, verse number 9. Satsangatve nissangatvam, we all are attached. How to come out? How to detach? Satsangatve, go to the satsang. Starting point. In Ramayana also it is said same thing. First you have to go to satsang. Do you have any other choice? No, you don't have any choice. Satsange nissangatvam. And when nissangatvam, when you are detached, nirmohatvam, you are not deluded. Nirmohatve nischal tattvam. Then you come to know there is a nischal tattva. Eternal essence is there. And when you come to know the nischal tattva, first you have to go to satsanga. Then you come to know that we have to inquire into real and unreal. They will tell you what is real, what is unreal, who is giving you sorrow, who is giving you sukh, what is the source of sukh. You come to know there, then we all are intelligent people. We don't want sorrow. So what we will have to do? We are getting sorrow because of this. Then all of you will say, if you want to end dukkha, what we have to do? Don't destroy this. Don't destroy the world. Don't destroy your gross body, subtle body. Only don't get attached. They will tell you the nature of Atman also. They will tell you the sadhana also. Everything they will tell you. And you will get it. Acha, a question may come into your mind. When a jnani comes to jnani, a jnani becomes jnani. Because jnani will tell, na? How to become jnani? How to become realized? He will tell you. Acha, aisa bhi kabhi hota hai ki in the company of a jnani, jnani becomes a jnani. It never happens. It never happens. So therefore, Shastra says that all our thoughts and actions should be noble. To come to the sattva side, all our thoughts and actions should be noble. Paramatma is very close to us. Very, very close to us. Not even a single centimeter away. We don't have to travel that much also. But for the Aviveki, it is miles away. For the Aviveki, who is not doing the Vivek, it is miles and miles away. Therefore, moksha ek sakta, attachment to the moksha. Not attachment to vise. Attachment to the moksha. But every time you tell attachment, attachment is something negative, it is something bad. Now you are saying attachment to moksha. What is this? You see, when we say attachment to something higher, it is bhakti. Moksha is the higher thing, na? When I am saying attached to this Atman, that means it is bhakti. But the attachment to the OIT, वो तुमको लेके डूब जाएगा. It is आसक्ति. So why the word आसक्ति is used here? एक सक्त्या, get asakt. Which one is more powerful, love or आसक्ति? Love is tender, थोड़ा सा प्रेम. आसक्ति थोड़ा सा, it seems strong, is it not so? Bondage is strong. Like in email we say attached, file attached, and we don't miss, attached, attachment is there. So asakti is strong, that way, but this asakti is for the higher. So it is bhakti, there is no bhog here. We are attached in the bhog, in the OET. Lord has also said, maya asakta manapartha. Maya asakta manapartha, your mind should be soaked in me. How? Like a rasagulla in the syrup. Why do you give rasagulla example? Because we are from Calcutta, we have seen rasagulla. The birthplace of rasagulla. It's not like in the tin, there are 20 crammed and they put so much of syrup inside, you don't see syrup. There in the syrup, they float. Rasagulla float. Similarly, maya asakta manapartha. Again asakta. Your mind should be always in me. In the last Bhagavad Gita class also we saw man manabhava mat bhakta madhyaji mam namaskuru mam evaishyasi. Man mana, your mind should be always with me. So strong desire for liberation is required. So when you attach to the higher, what happens? You have to detach from the lower. So you are climbing stairs, you see. What happened? When you climb the upper stair, the lower one, you automatically you leave. Vishaya and all these things are all at the lower level. When you're trying to climb, slowly, 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 you will get detached also. But now see, you want the best thing. We want Atman. We want Mukti. There are many people in this world also, they want the top quality thing. Best. They will not compromise in the quality. They will leave all other things. But they want best. Similarly, our goal should be also, we want best thing in the world available for human being. What is that? That Atma Tat is available. What the second thing is to be done? Visaye suraga nirmulya. Root out attachment to the sense objects. If you want mukti, visheshuraga, when you start coming to the study class, you will not like kitty parties. If that is happening, you are in the right track. Visheshuraga will not happen. When you start journey inside this way, it is just opposite of OET, then what will happen? You will not have much interest here. You will go to the world only for bhiksha. Bhiksham dehi. I want to keep my body fit, that's all. Nothing more is needed. Then no more birthday parties. Marriage mein bhi jane ko man nahi karta hai. Kya jana hai? Visheshuraga nirmulya. Sanyasya cha sarva karma. Renounce all karma. Renouncing all karma means what? It means no kama karma, no nisiddha karma. Six karma. We are studying from the sadhana panchakam onward. In wow. Sadhana panchakam, tattva bodh, atma bodh, in vivek chudamani, nitya karma, upasana, nishiddha and kamya. The sastra says you do these four. Nitya, naimittik, upasana and prayaschit. It is your kartavya karma. It should be done. How it is to be done, that is a separate thing. Chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita guides us how to do it. And about the kama karma and nisiddha karma, it is said, it should not be done. Acha, now this is for mumukshu. If you consider yourself mumukshu, then this third point is for you. Otherwise not. Even the selfless activities a mumuchu should reduce, because the selfless activity also makes you rajasic. Don't say to Subhiji that she's organizing spring cleaning. Vivek Churamani, Sankaracharya said. Selfless seva also is to be reduced, because that also makes you rajasic. First come up to that stage, then you see, okay? Okay. So this is a lifelong project. It's not going to happen in one day. What is the solution? Karma yoga is the only solution. Only karma yoga is the solution. What is karma yoga? 1,000 times I have said. Actions for the happiness of the Lord. We are also doing karma, but it is for my happiness. So karma will be there, happiness will be there. Instead of my, you have to replace it by Lord. Karma will be there, karma for the happiness also will be there. At this point of time, we are doing karma for my happiness, same karma. For happiness should be done for Lord. Bas. This will change your personality. Your vision will be also changed. Okay. Once Thakur Ramakrishna went to a Jamindar. He was invited. And Ramakrishna is sitting, like all the Jamindars or the rich people, they will start talking about the worldly things, about their industry, about their investment, which share is going up and down. And this poor fellow Ramakrishna is seeing what they are talking. He started crying. They should ask me, talk to me about the spirituality, and these fools are talking about the world. He's crying, take me away from these people. Because my mind will become impure. If you are in the association of the impure people, your mind will become impure. unless you have got that much of vivek, that much of control on yourself. Then virati bahu karma in Ramayana also it comes. Chhat dam sila virati bahu karma. That was said by Lord Rama to Sabari. This we covered in our bhajan sandhya. In Bhagavata also it comes. Satsang, then different Atmanivedanam, Pujanam, Bandhanam, Archanam, all things that also comes there. So there in Ramayana it is said the first is the first bhakti is satsang. Lord Rama is telling to Sabari, what is the first bhakti? Satsang. Again starting point is satsang. Shankaracharya is also saying satsang. No choice. Second bhakti is ratimam katha prasanga. Revel in my leelas, my sports, my kathas. You see, in each step you will find one thing common, the Lord is common. In satsang, we don't talk about the sense objects. We talk about either the Atman or the Lord. Gyan or bhakti. Second bhakti, ratin, my own glories, my kathas. Third bhakti is guru seva. Why that is? Why third bhakti is guru seva? Because the guru will show you the path. You have to serve. Why service is necessary? For tuning of mind. You will come to know the guru, his nature, and guru will come to know the nature of shishya. Then only the knowledge will travel, will go down. Guru seva. And the fourth bhakti is said to be the spread the knowledge, whatever you have learned. I am not telling, this is Ramayana is saying, Tulsidas is saying. Ramji has said to Sabari, then after that, you, when you get the knowledge, you spread it. Why spread? Because people are suffering. They don't know the remedy. Then the fifth is mantra, japa, bhajan, etc. is to be done. And the sixth is dham, seela, virati, bahu, karma. Dham means control of mind. Seal means virtues you should have. And virati, bahu, karma. Virati, bahu, karma. Don't go in for much action. Bahu, karma, nahi karna hai. Some karma is to be done. Then it says, sat, sraddhya, sarvanadi, nishtha. Sat, sraddhya, faith in the sat. Sraddha in the faith, in the trust. And he says, sravanadi nishtha. He has not said swadhyaya nishtha. Sravan adi. Adi means what? Sravan manan nidhityasan. So the start, sadhana starts from sravan. And the sravan can be from the tape also. From TV also. But which one is best? If the teacher is available, that is the best. So sravanadi nishtha, nishtha. Abidance in that. Start with the sravan. This sraddha is also three types we have studied in chapter 18. Tamasik sraddha. Those who are doing the puja of Bhut Pret. Rajasik Shraddha, Yakshara Chansi. And those who are doing the Dev Puja, is the Sattvik. You see, in the Dev Puja, you are going toward. In each bhakti, you are taken to that side. In each step. So we have to be Brahmanishtha. For becoming Brahmanishtha, we have to have Sravan Nishtha. Sravanadi Nishtha is essential. Rajasvabhavam cha dhunoti buddhe. Rajasvabhavam. Rajasvabhav, that the nature which is built in. manufacturing defect, rajasanta, dhunoti buddhe, the wise person, dhunoti. Dhunoti, there are two meaning. Dhunoti, dhona, cringing. Dhunoti, have you seen the gardening done by that in India you find? Dunya. When in the winter season you want to remake your pillow or your rajai, the old thing has become hard. So he will take out everything and he will do the gardening. The dust will go out and it will become fluffy again. So dhunoti. Rajasvam dhunoti. So this is to be done. How this will happen? Shravan, starting point. That is why Shravan is so important. People don't understand that. If we want to cleanse our mind, we have to do Shravan. If you are not coming to the Shravan, you are not Adhikari yet. So purification will happen by Shravana Adi, Shravana Manan Nididhyasan, Shravana Manan Meditation Bhajan. This is required. Now steps are clear to you? So if you are Shravanist, so you should come here at 7:25, not 7:35. Okay? If you are Nist. If you are doing only Shravan, your choice. If you are Nishta, then you should be here.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.